somebody like either Joe Drabbles or old man, I forget. I can't think of the old man's name. And or some of the Mexicans, and they would come break the land up and plant it, and Pop would get the crop. He'd pay him so much for the work. Old man Virial lived across the road from us. He had a disc plow. It was one big disc, and it was pulled with three mules. It was a kind of a triangle-looking thing. It had two little wheels in front and this big disc in the back, and you could set it to cut as deep as you wanted to. And he'd go right around, and he'd cut one row here, and then he'd go here, and go here, and go here, and he'd just keep going around the field until he finished.
That was by the mules?
Yeah.
What would you call two mules stitched together?
A team?
Uh-huh. What about three?
I don't know. I've seen four of them.
Huh?
I've seen four of them.
Uh-huh.
I never knew what they called.
Were there other kinds of plows besides the disc plow?
Oh, yes. There was a cutting plow and a middle buster. The middle buster I had was the same on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was sharp on one side and wide and pointed on the other side.
Mm-hmm. What about something that would break up the ground finer than a plow would?
Like a disc? They didn't have very many discs.
Something with teeth in it.
A harrow?
Uh-huh. Were there different kinds of those?
Well, the harrow is not to break up the ground. The harrow, once you get your ground worked, you'd go over it with a harrow so as to keep it from cracking and losing the moisture. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's my understanding of a harrow. Because they'd cut a bunch of wisatchi and mesquite and tie it together with wires, and then put a railroad tie or something on it, and that would work the same as a harrow.
Mm-hmm.
They'd pull it with one end and two, and they just go back and forth on the rows, back and forth.
Mm-hmm. What about them?
The thing you'd milk in
was a
milk pail,
mm-hmm.
and it had a the kind Mama used had a like a embroidery frame that would fit over the bucket, and she pushed the cloth down in the bucket and it would strain the milk.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
Well, the pail was much lighter than a bucket.
What was the bucket made out of?
Galvanized, iron, tin.
What about something made out of wood?
We never used one.
What was the pail made out of?
A lighter tin.
Mm-hmm.
It was usually smooth, and the other one was a rough galvanized.
Mm-hmm. And the thing you'd use to carry, well, you said you didn't have pigs, but what? If someone did have pigs, the thing they'd use to carry food to the pigs in would be called a
slop bucket.
Okay. And something they used to fry eggs in.
Frying pan.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Skillet.
Is there any difference?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. What about something you would use to put flowers in? You cut some flowers.
Like a vase?
Okay. And if you were setting the table, the eating utensils you'd give everyone would be a
knife, fork, and a spoon.
And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
Steak knives? All our knives were sharp.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have steak knives. They would all cut. I mean, if you're careful, you'd cut yourself too. I have an old knife. It's probably an antique. Eat any? Mama! Is this on?
Yeah.
Turn it off.
What?
¿Sabes ese cuchillo viejo que era de la familia de mamá?